June 16, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery. Who do you think you are? Opening prayer. Loving Savior, you deserve more thanksgiving and praise than I could ever offer you. Holy Spirit, help me in all that I am, my thoughts, my words, my actions, to testify and bring glory to Jesus. Read Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 9. The Call of Abram. The Lord had said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, and all the possessions they had accumulated and the people they had acquired in Haran. And they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abram traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Moreh at Shechem. At that time the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord, who had appeared to him. From there he went on toward the hills east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. Then Abram set out and continued toward the Negev. Reflect. Read 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Allow God to remind you of who you really are through Jesus. The popular British TV show, Who Do You Think You Are?, takes a celebrity into their family history. The title implies that your past explains who you are. You are the sum of your history. Abram's family history, given in Genesis chapter 11, dominates our introduction to Abram. His life is dictated by his father, who inexplicably makes the decision to leave Ur, the center of civilization in the ancient Middle East, planning to take his entire family to Canaan. Genesis chapter 11, verse 31. Abram has no choice. His past is his destiny. Genesis chapter 12 changes everything. The call of God sets Abram on the path to become the father of all who have faith in God. Romans chapter 4, verse 11. He starts a life not predetermined by his father or ancestors, but by the call of God. Chapter 12, verse 1. He will leave behind his country, his people, and his father's household. He is an ordinary man, but his response to God's call gives his life enduring significance. Interestingly, the journey begins with a call to move further in the direction his father has already begun to take him. God was already at work in his family. Can you offer yourself again to become all that he wants you to be? Apply. Read John chapter 1, verses 11 through 13. Our identity and destiny depend not on our past, but on our response to Jesus now. Is there anything you need to leave behind in order to wholeheartedly embrace God's call? Closing prayer. Holy Spirit, thank you for your work that gives and builds my faith, for your direction as I follow Christ, and for your power that conforms me to his image. Thank you that I can always trust in your work, in your direction, and in your power to transform me into who God calls me to be.